This is Dr. Olivero dictating on a patient by the name of Jan, J-A-N. The last name is Duroa. D like in Delta, U like in uniform, R like in Roger, I like in Roger, U like in uniform, A like in Alpha. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has evidence of some kidney compromise that has been improving since he has been following the recommendations given by the doctors in terms of the fluid restriction of the daily weight low sodium diet, plant-based diet. The patient had a laboratory workup that was done on July the 26th of 2024. In that lab, the serum creatinine came down to 1.42. It used to be 1.85. And the BUN is 28, and the estimated GFR is up to 49, making him a stage 3A. Interestingly, this patient's protein creatinine ratio is with a normal range. Number two, another contributory factor for the kidney dysfunction is the presence of non-alcoholic steatohepatitis and liver cirrhosis. The patient is followed by Mrs. Cardona, C-A-R-D, like in Delta O-N-A, a Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, office. She has been changing the administration of spironolactone, increased the dose, and the patient has remained in 184 pounds. Paracentesis has not been necessary in the last 3 months, and he has a loss from 215 pounds down to 184, and he is feeling much better. He doesn't have a lot of stamina. However, compared to the past, he is in a better condition. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been approached with the diet I mentioned before. We have a hemoglobin A1C that came lower to 6.8. He continues to take the insulins and the medications prescribed by the primary. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The cholesterol is on 168, triglycerides are 118, with an LDL cholesterol of 85 and a HDL of 59. Following number gout that has been asymptomatic, and we are going to check the uric acid during the next visit. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy without significant obstruction. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, thrombocytopenia that is most likely associated to the cirrhosis. And he has osteoarthritis. Overall, he is in improved condition. He is advised to continue with the same approach. We're going to reevaluate him in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested the reviewing the labs 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.